So this is October 17th, 2018. In compliance with the Open Public Meeting Act, this is a regular meeting of the Township Committee. The meeting notice has been posted at the Municipal Building and distributed to the Hunterdon Review, Courier News, the Express Times, the Hunterdon County Democrat, and the Star Ledger. Would everyone please rise for the flag salute, followed by a moment of silence for our men and women in service?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. So we have a couple of business items before we get to our presentation. The first is presentation of minutes. I will take these in two consolidated resolutions. So the first are the minutes of the special meeting from October 2nd and the minutes of the executive session from October 2nd.
I make a motion to approve the minutes from the special meeting and the executive session meeting minutes from October 2nd.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Abstain.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And the second is the regular and executive session meeting minutes from October 3rd.
I'll make a motion to approve the regular and executive meeting minutes of October 3rd.
Second.
Roll call.
Abstain.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And with that, we open the floor to public comment, reminding people this is limited to agenda items only, and this meeting is recorded and posted on the Township website. Is there a motion to open a public comment?
I'll make a motion to open a public comment.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. This time, if anyone would like to make a public comment, limited to agenda items only. Seeing none.
I make a motion to close public comment.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Okay, tonight then we have a special presentation. It came to our attention a couple of months ago that Township resident Rebecca American was named a 4-H ambassador for Hunterdon County, and we wanted to invite her in to tell us about her good works, her charity causes, and a little about the 4-H. The floor is yours.
Okay, everyone. I have a PowerPoint, but my computer's a little bit small, but I'll show it to you anyway. Hi, my name is Rebecca American. I am a Hunterdon County Ambassador for the 2018-2019 year. So, a little bit about myself. I'm 17 years old, and I'm a senior at Voorhees High School this year. I've been in 4-H for 6 years now in the Horse Project area, and I recently picked up the Leadership Project area by joining my Junior Leaders Club. Yeah, I guess that's pretty much it. I've just got ambassador this past year, which was quite an honor. It took a lot of work leading up to it, which I will go into, but it's not something that you just get overnight, so pretty awesome. So what do I do as a Hunterdon County 4-H ambassador? As ambassador, I am pretty much given the opportunity to help recruit other people into 4-H. So in joining 4-H, you can join when you're in first grade, and first grade to fourth grade is considered the clover buds, so they're the younger kids that don't really have a designated project area yet. So right now, the Hunterdon County 4-H clover buds are dwindling, and there's not very many of them involved, so my job is to help get more people involved in the clover bud program, so then more people can feed into the project areas once they graduate out of that. So it's quite the honor to be able to do that. 4-H has really impacted my life in a very positive way. It's taught me public speaking skills, how much community service matters, and how to be a part of my community. I'm definitely ready to go to college next year because of the opportunities I've been given through this. So it's quite the honor to be able to share my experience with everyone else and hopefully get people to join the organization that's helped me so much. So, okay. Not really sure what that slide was. Okay. So, it was the application process. How did I get it? So, every year through 4-H, you fill out a record book, which is pretty much everything that you've done throughout the entire year. So, you put it in summary sheets, and you put together certificates and everything from your entire year. So, you're expected to hand in 4 years' worth of summary sheets to become an ambassador. So it's pretty much an outline of everything that I've done through the entire year through 4-H. So community service, leadership, club and county events, state and national events. So it's kind of like a really long process, But I have all of them because I did them each year, so that was good. And then you fill out a separate application for being a 4-H ambassador. So that's pretty much asking me what I do outside of school, outside of 4-H, why I want to be a 4-H ambassador, what I would do as a 4-H ambassador, that sort of thing. And then there's an interview process where I had to go and interview with the head of Huntington County 4-H, as well as two other people that are not biased in any way because they didn't know me. I was chosen out of 8 people that applied and made it to the interview process, so that was really cool. One other guy does it with me, and he goes to Central, so he's from Flemington. But, so that's how I got through the application process. It's pretty cool. So what did I do to receive this honor? So I talked about my summary sheets, but what was on my summary sheets that made me so special? Pink Ladies is a really awesome thing that I've been doing for the past 4 years with my horse, Zip. I just bought Zip 2 years ago, actually, so he's been doing it with me for the past 2 years. This has become a really giant part of my life, and it started after the club member's mom was diagnosed with breast cancer, and everyone saw the impact that it had on her and her family because we're such a close-knit group that it really affected everyone. So after she went into remission and she's all good now, we decided to make this organization where we all ride our horses to a synchronized pattern, and we're a drill team, essentially. So we choreographed from March till August to the 4-H fair, and we pretty much, like, all of the money that we raise goes towards breast cancer research. This year we're actually donating it towards, like, a local 4-H, or a local Huntington County family to help offset gas costs, medical bills, groceries, that sort of thing, just so it's, like, a more at-home, like, close-to-home type thing. So we deck our horses out in all pink, and we perform at the fair. We have about 5 performances, and we just ask for donations afterwards, and all of the money goes towards that. So, and I was also a captain this year, so that was a really big honor. Okay, my pictures aren't showing up, but I'll talk about it. So my national trips that I've been on, through 4-H, you're offered a lot of opportunity to be part of these national trips, where there's a really long application process for almost all of them. So my favorite national trip I've been on is National 4-H Eastern Roundup. I've gone on that trip twice. You have to qualify through it by going to state knowledge events. I've gone twice. It's a horse knowledge trip. So I qualified through Horse Bowl, which is like kind of a Jeopardy-style thing where you have a buzzer and you have to like buzz in and say the answer orally. And then I have also gone for Hippology, which is a series of different things, including horse judging, like a written exam, going to stations and having to name certain things. So they're both very different, but I went to nationals for both of them, and the New Jersey teams actually placed really well. We placed 8th and 7th in the nation for those two things. So that was a really big honor to be part of that, especially having to qualify for it. It was a big deal to qualify 2 years in a row. Oh my gosh. Okay, there was a lot of pictures on here, but they're just not working with me tonight. Another trip that I went on about 3 summers ago is Citizenship Washington Focus. This trip is kind of like the gateway national trip for 4-H, like if you don't know if you want to go on national trips yet or not. So this trip is kind of like the easiest national trip to get into, but I knew that I wanted to start going on these trips, and this is the first one that you really can go on when you're that young. So what this trip is, you go down to Chevy Chase, Maryland, and stay at the National 4-H headquarters, which is really awesome. There's like a food court. It's like a kind of like a hotel setting. And you get together with all these different states from across the country, so you meet 4-H members from literally everywhere. You do leadership conferences, discuss different political issues, and go see the sights of D.C. So that was a really awesome opportunity for me to really branch out into 4-H and discover what 4-H is like in other parts of the country, which also helps me be an ambassador, so I can incorporate other things that I learned from these trips back into Huntington County and implement them into our program. Public speaking, that's a really big thing. I've always been okay at it, but before 4-H, I was definitely a lot worse, and I've gotten a lot better since then. Like, talking in front of crowds doesn't really bother me. So at the 4-H fair this year, when I was named ambassador, I went in front of however many people were standing in front of the main stage, probably, like, in the surrounding area, so, like, 200 people, like, without sweating anything. I've gone on stage multiple years for Pink Ladies and talked about what we do and asked for donations off the main stage at 4-H, as well as doing county and state presentations almost every year that I've been involved on different topics of my team. So as ambassador, I'm expected to publicly talk to people about what I do. So that's what I'm doing here. And it's really awesome being able to tell everyone what I do and being able to talk publicly. It's definitely going to help me in college. So looking forward to that. This one was leadership and community service. I don't think I really had that many pictures on this one, so you're not missing much. But so leadership and community service is obviously a really big thing through 4-H. Being a leader in your community, in your world, even in a smaller setting, I was definitely taught a lot about that through being in 4-H. I've always kind of been, I like to lead projects, but sometimes I lead a little bit too much. So 4-H helped me take a step back and realize what a true leader is. And this year I was able to be the captain of the Pink Ladies, which is such an awesome cause, and I was so happy to be able to do that with my co-captain. It's the leadership opportunities that I've had have helped me become a role model to younger 4-H members, at least I hope I am, and hopefully get more people to join because they've seen the opportunities that I've had through the organization because I've pretty much taken advantage of every possible thing that I could. Community service, I do a lot of community service out of 4-H as well. I've gone on mission trips to the inner city for the past 6 summers. I've spent a week in the inner city, and I've also gone to Appalachia to help rebuild houses for people in need. So I do that as well as volunteering at various horse parks for events through 4-H. I've done a coat donation as well as we, as a club, we get together a Thanksgiving meal for people in need every November. So that will be our next club meeting that we're doing that for a family in need in the area. So outside of 4-H, what do I do? I am a 4-H ambassador, which is really awesome, and I love promoting my cause, but I do other things outside of 4-H. Like, I'm in National Honor Society, World Language Honor Society, and I'm vice president of English Honor Society at Voorhees High School. I am also a varsity cheerleading captain this year, and I also event on my horse SIP. So that's just some fun facts about me. That's pretty much my last slide, I think. I was asking if you guys have any questions about what I do. I'd love to answer anything for you guys or tell you a little bit more about what I do if you have any questions.
I have one question. Does Lebanon Township have a club centered in Lebanon Township, or where is your, is it a chapter or club, or where do you?
So every club, it kind of like depends where you have your meetings, but any club is open to anybody in Hunterdon County.
Okay.
And actually the surrounding area as well. So there's some people, different counties actually have better programs for certain things than other counties do. So Hunterdon County has a really strong dairy program and a really strong horse program now. So people from Somerset and Warren County and the surrounding area will actually come into our programs if they think it better suits their needs. But I'm pretty sure that there is a club. It's called SAVE, based out of Lebanon Township. It's like the Vet Science Club. So there's like a lot of different project areas, which is really cool. So there's something for everybody. Like if you don't have an animal, the horse club, actually you don't need a horse to join it. When I first joined, I did not own a horse. There's the Creative Kids Club, which is just like being creative, like sewing, baking, that sort of thing. So it's really awesome that there's an opportunity for everything. My club meetings are at the 4-H building in Flemington, so it's not that far. But
yeah. Okay, but if people wanted to get more interested or get involved in 4-H, it's a county level.
Yes.
Oh, interesting.
Which is also really awesome because you can make a lot of connections with people from other schools. My closest friends I've made through 4-H, and they don't all go to 4-H, so it's really awesome.
What do you plan to major in college?
I plan to major in psychology, hopefully at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, and then possibly minor in English or French. I hope to study abroad for a semester. And then afterwards, I want to go to law school and hopefully one day be in the FBI as a criminal psychologist or a criminal profiler.
Oh, that's great.
Mm-hmm. Any other comments?
Excellent. Well, she doesn't sleep. If you listen to her, she does. And a horse named Zip, so that kind of clicked
the
shoe.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Any other comments, questions? Otherwise, congratulations. Thank you.
Yeah, that was great.
Congratulations to your parents as well.
Yeah.
Very impressive. Lebanon Thompson, very proud to have you.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Okay, so back to our business.
Thank you.
Next on the agenda, we have two ordinances to introduce tonight. The first, and these are introductions, the public hearing would be held on November 7th. The first is ordinance number 2018-10, ordinance adding Chapter 83 to the Code of Lebanon Township, specifically entitled the Historian Committee. So while we've had a Historian Committee for many years, It's never been, it just has never gotten around to being codified by ordinance. So this establishes the purpose, the composition, terms, meetings, powers, and the like. Any discussion from the committee? Any other description, discussion?
I just had a couple of things. There's a, Karen, on the second page, there's a two suches, such. It's meetings, offers, rules, quorum, C.
I should ask, do you have, does your version say 83 or 39?
Yeah, that's my fault, not Karen's.
Oh, okay.
There was an updated version that got through this afternoon.
My apologies.
Oh, okay, so that's
the one you would have had from Friday's.
All right.
Materially all the same, but depends if it says 83 or 39. Mm. So some of those typos, I'm just saying, some of the typos were corrected.
Well, that was the only typo that I saw. So, did you guys make any other changes to anything else?
Materially not. It might have just been a few little changes.
Okay. Just in D, I see a majority of the historian committee shall constitute a quorum. Passage of any motion requires an affirmative vote by majority of the members present. So if you only had two members present, you know what I'm saying?
Then you wouldn't have a quorum.
Then you have a quorum.
Right,
quorum.
So then it wouldn't apply.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
All right, so we'll just leave that. And the only other thing I saw here was on powers. It looks like the employees will have equal powers to the committee, which if there was ever a conflict, is the escalation going to be it comes to the township committee?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, so that can be, it's implied. We don't have to say it. It just can be implied.
I guess that would be a legal question.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. I mean, they're only granted the authority we're going to ordain, so we would retain ultimate say, I guess, for lack of a better legal term. But
so that's what the process is would be, the appropriate process. It would be, it's not like we'd have to go search for that. That's what the process
correct.
Would be.
You would retain that jurisdiction.
Okay. G. Now, maybe you did fix this one, Matt. I don't know. Recommendations for the annual budget. Is it provide or prepare recommendations for the annual budget?
It comes out of, it's at the very top where it says powers, the last sentence. So they'll be responsible for providing guidance and direction. So that's where the active word is.
Concerning the
for
following matters.
Yeah. So they would provide.
Provide. Is there
to provide guidance and direction for A, B, C, D. So provide guidance and direction for recommendations.
Come around, okay.
Budget.
Okay. We'll go with that. Let's see if there's anything else. No. Okay. That's good.
Any other comments, discussion, or is there a motion to introduce the ordinance?
I'll make a motion to introduce ordinance number 2018-10.
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Next ordinance, we are here to introduce ordinance 2018-11, which is an ordinance amending Chapter 72, Section 72-6B of the Code of the Township of Lebanon, New Jersey. This relates to the personnel policies of the township. This is required because the state recently passed a law which requires us to amend and incorporate a new sick leave policy related to the state of New Jersey, NJSA 3411D1. Essentially, the key feature you're hearing probably a lot of advertising on the radio. That for part-time employees, they now get a minimum of 1 hour paid sick leave for every 30 hours worked, which is a lower standard than we had in our ordinance. So, anything else you'd like to?
No, I mean it's now a statutory minimum requirement that's been put upon us by the state legislature, and in order to be compliant, we need to enact this.
Any comments or discussion?
Oh, I'm good with that one.
A motion to introduce, and the public hearing for this will also be November 7th, 2018.
I'll make a motion to introduce ordinance number 2018-11.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Okay. on to resolutions. The first resolution, 71-2018, for a State Department of Transportation grant application related to Anthony Road resurfacing project. The amount of the actual application is for $250,000. The township, my understanding is the Department of Transportation grants are very competitive. The last 2 years in a row we've received grant awards, and so this will be the third. This is for significant excavation and grading that would be done essentially at the intersection of Anthony Road and Slyker Road. Last year's grant is to repave and regrade Slyker Road, essentially from 513 all the way to Anthony Road. That intersection is pitched the wrong direction by as much as 12 feet, so it requires a lot of work up there. If we get this grant, just for full disclosure, the typical $200,000 a year road work budget would probably have to match against this $250,000 because it would be a big project to rework that whole stretch of Anthony Road. So the resolution before us is to approve the grant application identified as MA 2019 Anthony Road Improvements 2018-00658. Any discussion or motion?
If there's no discussion, I'll make a motion. Guess there's no discussion. I'll make a motion to introduce resolution number 71-2018, MA 2019 Anthony Road Improvements, 2018-00658.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. The next resolution we have is 72-2018, authorizing disposal of surplus property, specifically this is for a surplus fire truck, the 1996 HME fire truck, with the VIN number stated in the resolution. To try to maximize the proceeds for this fire truck that the fire department is now surplus, as I understand it, it's costing more in maintenance than the value they see in having this fire truck. We would like to join Gov Deals, which we'd already approved our DPW supervisor to join. But GovDeals requires a resolution from this committee in order to authorize the disposal of this property. So that is the resolution ahead of us, 72-2018. Any discussion?
I'll make a motion to approve resolution number 72-2018 for the authorizing disposal of surplus property of the fire 1996 HME fire truck.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Okay. Now on to old business. First item of old business is a DPW employee appointment. Several meetings ago, we authorized advertising. We've collected applications. The committee has interviewed several that were selected by the liaison and DPW supervisor. And tonight, the proposal would be to extend an employment agreement to Warren Gabriel III under the terms of the CWA contract, which would include a six-month probationary period. He brings excellent credentials to the position. Any discussion or motion?
I'll make a motion to approve the appointment of Warren Gabriel III.
Second.
To the DPW.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. She's like, did you say yes?
Yes.
But I jumped ahead, sorry.
It's weird without Brian here.
Yes.
Yeah. The rhythm's off.
Yeah. Okay, second item of old business is DPW manager request to award the sale of surplus equipment. A couple of meetings ago, we authorized to advertise, and we received bids, conforming bids for a 2010 Ford Mason dump to Liberty Motors for a price of $4,439.99. And just for information, that was the Mason dump that was damaged in the snowstorm. We received roughly $9,000 insurance payment in addition to this. So that's the one bid for the Mason dump. The second item is the 2005 Toro Z zero-turn mower, also to Liberty Mowers for a value of $1,256.99. In addition, if we accept this motion, there were no bids received on the 2004 Dodge Durango, and he requests permission to advertise again for this. So the motion would be to accept the two bids and to re-advertise for the Dodge Durango. Any discussion? Or is there a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve the sale of the 2010 Ford Mason Dump and the 2005 Toro Z turn mower, and to approve supervisor to re-advertise for the 2004 Dodge Durango.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Does anyone have any other old business? I have one item, not on the agenda. It's just sort of an update, not action, asking for action, related to the doors that we've discussed. We have been, since the committee gave direction on the style of the doors, we've been working with Warren to get some quotes on that, and we're very close to having a couple of quotes, but the quotes are coming above the bid threshold. One action we can take is if we retain a so-called qualified purchasing agent. One of our neighboring towns, Holland Township, has a qualified purchasing agent, and they've offered for $1 if we entered a shared service agreement that we could avail ourselves of the services of this qualified purchasing agent to try to award this business. We would put in motion potentially for the next meeting a shared service agreement and appointment and a resolution to increase our bid threshold to $40,000. So that's just a coming attraction sort of thing. Any other old business, anyone? On to new business then. New business. The first new business item is Squires Point donation of an HVAC for museum. Actually, I'll make one or two points and then abstain from the further discussion on it. As an update, Squires Point received their building permit. The contractor is ready on Friday morning to break ground and start that project. Separately, we'd been discussing, in fact, a year and a half or so ago, whenever we first started this, the thought was that the heating and air conditioning system for the museum consists of propane-fired window units and window air conditioning units. And the thought was during the construction it might make sense to upgrade the heating and air conditioning of the whole museum. Squares Point received a donation proposal for a so-called mini-split system, which is what I think if we were going to purchase one, that's exactly what we would purchase, consisting of two condensers mounted on the back of the building, small near-the-floor units that pump the air, the heat, and the cooling on the inside. We did receive a quote before we knew that this donation was coming, and the value of that quote was nearly $8,000. So this would be for donation of the equipment and qualified personnel to Squires Point. The question before the committee is, since this is the township's building, whether the committee would accept that donation. So I now recuse myself and the rest of the day.
So the discussion's amongst the three of us whether we would like to accept that. And I think that's a no-brainer. So I don't know everyone else's feelings.
And it's a bona fide check and ready to be handed over,
it's
right?
It's actually the equipment and the installation.
Oh, they're going to do the. They're going to actually. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be installed and we'll take care of all the seasonal cooling and heating on the first and second floor. So I kind of think that's something we should just roll right out and get it done.
Yeah.
Well, in that the case, is there a motion to accept the offer of a donation? And they've accepted it for us to allow that to be done. And will that be under the direction or will that be worked with the builder who's there at the time?
Some of like the holes and burying the lines in the chase coordinated
fall
with
to
the
him.
Builder.
Mm-hmm.
The qualified personnel from the donation would do the actual hookup and...
And so that infrastructure by the contractor was already in his contract?
There'll be some addition, mm-hmm. and there'll be some additional electrical service and the like that Square okay. Point is picking up.
But within reason, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's our motion to allow this to be installed on the museum and the mini-split system, the installation, and the material. All right?
Yeah. So and it's to
that's
accept.
Before you right now.
And it's to accept the equipment and installation as a donation.
On our building.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So that's
all right.
My motion.
I need a motion.
All right. I'll make the motion to accept the equipment and the installation of the HVAC, the donation of the equipment and installation of the HVAC to the Squires Point Historians to go ahead and install the equipment.
For installation, yes. In the unit, yeah.
On the museum.
Okay. I will second that. And roll call. Yes?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Next, also related to the museum, as we learned several months ago, the curator and assistant curator informed the township that they would be retiring at the end of this year. Well, that's very nice that they gave us such advance notice. We're now in a position, as we've discussed with the Historians Committee, to advertise for a museum curator and assistant curator. For the committee, I think we need to discuss some of the terms of employment, which we would do potentially tonight in executive session. So at this part of the discussion, it's really the mechanics of running an ad, looking for the person, the persons. What I would propose, there's in front of you a rough text which needs to be filled in for where the applications are actually available and the like, but something like the Township of Lebanon is seeking a part-time curator and assistant curator for its museum located on Muskinecong River Road. Duties include organizing and conducting community educational activities as well as indexing and preserving the museum collection. The ideal candidates will have prior experience as paid or volunteer museum curators or historians, 18 hours per week, including Saturdays, and then the application available at the municipal office, et cetera, and there's a standard municipal application that we would use. Of course, we would ask them to include credentials and the like. My thought would be to run such an ad, we need to have some sort of deadline, to run it for 3 weeks to give us time to see what the market is like. I discussed a little bit with Karen, contacting, for example, the county historians, the neighboring historian groups in the neighboring towns, and see how we can get enough interested parties to have a good selection. So the motion would be to run essentially, to authorize the, Karen, you tell me if this is the motion, mm-hmm. to authorize advertising for these two positions. This text could be modified a little bit in the final drafting when it goes out, unless anyone has a direction for it right now. So that's the motion before us?
The only thing I would, but it's probably going to get too far into the weeds, that to let them know that there could be some nights in it, but I think it'll be fine. You can talk to them when they come in.
That was the thought.
Yeah.
Keep it a little more general.
Right.
So is there a motion to run this ad?
I'll make a motion to run the ad for the museum curator and the assistant museum curator position.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Okay. Any other new business anyone would like to bring up? If not, then we're on to presentation of vouchers.
I have two that qualify here for Brian. Bio-Race Engineering. This is professional service rendered for Schleicher and Anthony Road. This is engineering, $2,473. I have another one from Bio-Race Engineering, which was a survey of Schleicher Road, and that was a total of $7,753. And the last one is for Performance Tires, $1,604.98.
No, that's the other pile. Okay. I have a couple. First is New Jersey State Health Benefit Plan for our active and retired benefits for October, $36,580.91. The second is Cooperative Communications, $1,056.62.
Okay, I have two that apply. Lebanon Township Board of Education, November school tax, $1,687,420. And one for North Hunter and Voorhees Regional High School, November school tax for $963,947.83.
I have two, one for Ford Motor Credit Company for 2017 Ford Expedition. This is payment number 3 of the lease for $14,141.89. Then I have one for KS State Bank. This is for a Ford Utility Interceptor. For police, this is payment number one for $14,160.83.
Unless there's any other discussion, is there a motion to approve the bill list?
I'll make a motion to approve the bill list.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 And I will vote yes with the noting that I will abstain from the payment to Squares Point reimbursement. On to correspondence. So we have the first correspondence is from our recycling coordinator related to the paper shredding event. On September 8th, a total of 93 residents participated in the event. In addition, the township departments utilized the opportunity to purge documents. A total of 5,690 pounds of documents were destroyed, which I note, I don't know how much the township would have skewed that result, because that's 612 pounds per resident. Unless the township did it, you know, 2,000, and then it's, you know, a couple hundred for each. I was just amazed at the amount of recycling, but obviously...
All those files out in the hallway?
We do have quite a bit.
But it astounded me, 600 pounds per average resident. Anyway, next correspondence is from the EOSC, comments on the draft County Open Space and Recreation Strategic Plan. You have before you the letter that was submitted... tomorrow night in Flemington is the public hearing for the county's open space strategic plan, and they submitted a letter on behalf of the EOSC with comments to the plan. Maybe just to highlight the one or two key comments they had. One is that the plan indicates that they would have Teetertown Mountain Farms designated as a general use county park. I did have an opportunity to speak with the director of the county park system, because one of the comments from our EOSC was that there's not a lot of road infrastructure, and that's a lot of environmentally sensitive land up there. There are areas where there are restrictions on how they mow the fields because of nesting birds and the like. The county park director said he understands it reads like a general park, a general use park, like Deer Path Park would be the model for it. But he said there's no, right now, there's no consideration of turning Teetertown into that kind of park. It would be more of a general use naturalist park, maybe building up a new building for the children's programs and things that they do up there. Otherwise, most of the other comments are supporting the concept of interconnected trails and the like. Anything anyone would like to add to that?
Just that it was discussed at the planning board meeting last night.
Yep.
Yeah.
So that's correspondence. So that takes us to the open public comment period. If anyone wants to make a motion to open the public comment.
I'll make a motion to open the public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. At this time, anyone from the public would like to discuss any matter at all? Lori's moving to the microphone, then we'll ask you to move the microphone.
You didn't jump first.
Or you didn't see your company.
Lori,
you have
time limit this time?
Yeah, I won't be long.
I think it just fits in perfect for the historians. Marie and I went to a training. We still have five more to go on preserving our archiving our possessions that we have. So when we were there, they told us, because we're way behind everyone else there. So there's this CAPES survey. So we're asking the town that we can fill out, the township, to fill it out. It's free, and once they do the survey, which can take up to a year, that's why I'm asking before waiting 3 weeks, we can apply for grants from the State Preservation Committee.
This is public comment. I don't think we're in a position to vote on that right now. But
that needs a resolution, form of a resolution.
Or a motion, I think, but I think we need to know what we're approving.
But that's, so you just do need to approve that, so I have to wait 3 weeks to do it.
Unfortunately, I think for us to take action, that's...
I don't think we can.
Yeah, I don't think we can. I mean, I know it's for free, but I don't know what it is. I don't think we can.
Another thing that I saw on the billing, it has, for Comcast, the museum has cable and the internet. We only have internet through Comcast.
We've talked about that before, because I know there's no TV there. I think it bills that. I think it bills that way, but it's to get the internet service.
Yeah. We did check on that.
Yeah.
it's labeled that way, but there's no, we're not getting billed for TV or anything at the museum, I think is what we checked.
There would an alternative, it seems a lot of money, $84 a month to be paid when the museum's not open as often. You know, can you go like self-service in, to go to internet that way? That would be cheaper.
We can look into it, but
yeah,
I...
Yeah, it just seems
a the program you talked about, is there information that could be sent to the committee, the program that you and Maria just went to?
Well, I sent it to you.
Hmm?
I sent it to you.
Yeah, but did you send it to the committee?
No, I have a copy. Can I leave it?
I think we could use everyone's in their mailbox, and if you want to get going...
Can,
I believe that could be done.
Okay. It just was, Monday, so... If you wrote that back, I would have done that before now.
Thank you. Yeah, real basic question. Regarding the use of an APA, approved purchasing agent?
QPA,
yeah. Qualified. What does the parameter change to from 15,000 up to what's the new number?
The current bid threshold for us is 17,500.
17,500, okay.
This would, the draft resolution I've seen, but this is all preliminary, would take it up to 40,000 in the draft resolution I've seen.
Oh, really? And that much now?
Yeah.
Okay. I used to do governmental transactions.
Yeah, it was 36, lower, so. And then it was raised. It was 36 for the longest time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. That's it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I get it.
Ron Mikowski, Rockwood Road. As far as the internet goes, some time ago I questioned about what was being provided down in the police department. It was an entertainment package, and now I see it's just a business, and it looks to be less money. That's working. I see there's a windshield was replaced on one of the dump trucks. Can you tell me how it got broke?
That just from the March snowstorm, one of the antennas caught a low-hanging branch and whipped and hit the windshield, so it's a delayed repair from the March snowstorm, and I believe it has like the electronic defroster in the windshield, so it needs to be repaired.
I just was curious.
Yeah, sort of getting ready for winter. Yeah.
Another thing, I thought the township had a policy on nepotism. We don't.
No.
Never did.
No.
Thank you.
Not true to say never did. In I think it was 2009 or 2010. There was a resolution passed, but it was a resolution.
It wasn't even a resolution. It wasn't perfected, so to speak.
Yeah. Nor was it, and there was reference to negotiations, which were not followed through on.
So I just want to be precise. It exists in the archives, but we dug into it, and there's nothing binding today.
Yep. I just didn't want to have something arise later. So that's
and neither did we. That's why we dug in. Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Yep. As a former committeeman, we appreciate your bringing the history to our attention. Any other comments? If not, is there a motion to close public comment?
I'll make a motion to close public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. So then we will next go into executive session. This would be Resolution 73-2018. The first item that I have on my list would be the terms of employment for a curator, assistant curator. Now I look to the attorney to see if he
has... We will have two additional items. One will deal with the Municipal Services Act and potential litigation. I was able to have a phone call. And the other will be a grievance matter brought by Local 1040.
With that, is there a motion to approve Resolution 73-2018 going into executive session? Do we anticipate any action tonight? From my understanding, not. The question is...
No, there will be no formal action required on either of the items that I added. And no, I don't think there's going to be any change in the vote you took regarding the advertisement either. No formal action required.
No, on that.
It was broad enough. Okay, so now. The answer is no.
Okay. Motion for Resolution 73-2018.
I'll make a motion for Resolution 73-2018 to go into executive session.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Thank you very much.
Actually, William asked one of the questions I was going to ask, but
about the windshield.
No, about the nepotism.
Oh.
So, explain this purchasing agent thing a little bit.